Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and all offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you race? I have white, African-American, black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian.
African-American.
Thank you. And make sure we have everyone. What is your age? How old are you?
51.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting Social Security and Medicare, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable, 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
5.
No, do you approve or disapprove?
You only get a choice between two? Approve or disapprove?
Yeah, approve or disapprove. But then it's going to be strongly approve or somewhat approve or strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or do you strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now I'd like to raise your feelings for some people an organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The tobacco industry, 0 to 100.
Are you 0?
Thank you.
0.
Thank you. The American Medical Association, or AMA. How you feel?
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
75.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. Donald Trump, 0 to 100.
If there was anything less than 0, I would say 0.
That's only 0. No minus 0. Okay, thank you. Okay, moving right along. Now I wanted to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focusing on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue it is for the FDA to be focusing on. You said 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it is important at all, and you can use a number between 0 and 10. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market, 0 to 10, that the FDA should be doing. 0 not important at all, 5 somewhat important, and 10 most important.
8.
Thank you. Reducing opiate abuse and addiction, including fentanyl, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Preventing underage tobacco use, 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Okay, and it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or do you oppose this ban?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
You say in favor of cigars?
Yeah, flavored cigars to adults 21 or over. Yeah, flavored.
You said support a ban?
Yeah, a ban. They want to ban, the federal government, it's a ban that they want to do on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over. Do you support or do you oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? More benefit or more harm?
Benefit.
Somewhat or more? Much more?
It brings... if you say if it is a ban, it'll bring better for my neighborhood. So I'm not sure how you word the question.
Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Yes, what am I?
Much more benefit. Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now? Do you think it's a top priority or there are issues more important right now about the bans?
Other issues more important.
Other issues more important. Thank you. Yep. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement B. Some people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It is one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco use, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. That's statement B. Statement A says, other people say the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Statement B or statement A?
A.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easy for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, someone concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturers and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouses operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, or 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with that statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our life lately. It is one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it is a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government. Do you agree? 0, do not agree at all. 5, somewhat agree. And 10, strongly agree.
3.
Thank you. The FDA knows the danger in cigarettes and cigars comes from things like smoke and tar and not nicotine or flavors, including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it does not cause cancer and does not kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization. Zero, do not agree at all. Somewhat agrees. Five, ten, strongly agree.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly, so zero, you do not agree at all with that, right?
No. No. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out which way to word it.
I
don't agree with it at all.
You agree with it or you don't agree with it?
I don't agree with it.
Okay, so you
I
do
don't
not
agree with what they're saying.
Okay, so yes, so the... Do you want zero, Mr. You do not agree at all? Or one, or two, or three, or four, or five means somewhat agree. Which one do you want me to put, zero, or one, or two, or three?
You got me confused. I'm not sure. I don't agree at all.
Okay, then it's zero. Okay, no problem. Today's smokers come disproportionately from lower income, from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Do you agree? Zero, do not agree at all. Five, somewhat agree. And ten, strongly agree.
Do not agree at all. Zero.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Sometimes over the course of a shred, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or report the ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or
oppose?
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and older? Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on this fence, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? More benefits or more harm?
More benefits.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Much more willing or less willing? Or no impact?
Much more willing. How you doing? I'm sorry, I'm taking a survey. How are you doing?
In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following? We're almost done. We are 77%, but only a few more questions. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine or pouches, yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Wine, yes or no?
No. Thank you, man.
Type tobacco,
you
yes
today.
Or no?
No.
Beer, yes or no?
Yes. Have a good day, Mel.
Coffee, yes or no?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew, yes or no?
No.
Heat, not burnt tobacco products, yes or no?
No, have not burnt tobacco products.
Yes, he did not burn tobacco products. Yes or no?
No. No.
Liquor or spirits? Yes or no? Like a strong liquor, you know, like yes. Okay, thank you. Cigars?
Single
yes or no?
Yes.
Cigars?
Yep.
Okay. E-cigarette or e-vapor products? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Soda pop? Soda? In the last 30 days?
Coca-Cola.
Okay, me Pepsi
right
Cola. I like Pepsi.
No, gotta get a Coke.
Switching gears a little bit, that the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Got the bachelor's degree.
A bachelor's degree? Very good for you, sir. Keep going. Go for your master's. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I have two children over the age of 20. 21 and
22. No, children 18 years of age or younger. You don't have any like that living in your household, right?
Nope.
No, thank you. Which of the following business describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Wealthy, upper middle class.
Upper middle class, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you. Take care. Appreciate it. Bye. Take care.